You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And you don't, obviously, and getting him ready and was worth it for the three games that he missed when you get that kind of and needed that kind of production down the red zone to finish off drives and not kick field goals. A lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stories. And then some other things that, you know, have to get better if you're going to get back in this thing. No matter what anybody tells you, Carolina's not very good. They're truly not very good. And if you read all this stuff going on in Carolina, you can imagine that it's sometimes we get caught in our own little world here. And we think that everybody's just talking about Mike McDaniel and the GM and the quarterback and this. And then you realize you go up, you start reading stuff in the other markets in the NFL that you're getting ready to play. And you realize before the game, the Jets had some issues. And you got to see him up close, which, by the way, before I move on to Carolina, it is incredible to me. And it's just the new school versus old school. So it would have never been a big story with me ever in the media that Aaron Glenn ripped his team and everybody could hear him after the game in the locker room, letting those guys have it after what he saw. I mean, he's a brand new coach. He's not going anywhere. His job's not in jeopardy. He's a former Jets player from the Dan Campbell school. And so after the game, the 13 penalties and was it 13 penalties and three turnovers and just sloppy play. And when they did get something going, they'd have a 12-yard gain and then two penalties, a 5-yard jumping off sides, another 15 for holding. And it was just, it was a disaster for him, right? Overcoming just really bad play. Fair catch on what, the 2-yard line, whatever that was. Boy, that was a dummy pill. And so all those things, like, what are we doing here, guys? What's going on? So he blasts the players after the game. And so the media could hear him just letting it rip. And so I'm reading yesterday, and one of the top stories in sports is Aaron Glenn rips his team. Like, of course he ripped his team. He should friggin' rip them. I don't know. Maybe that's, as you're getting up this morning, maybe that's just an old school thing. Like, I'm just going to tell you, if we had, I'm going to throw a Don Shula special in here from the 80s and 90s greatest hits. We came in for some reason, had 13 penalties, and we turned it over three times, which, by the way, I'm guessing if you have 13 penalties, you're killing drives or you're extending somebody else's drive, right? All of a sudden you get a stop and then you find out somebody held a guy or, you know, or had pass interference or jumped off sides. Those 13 penalties are going to kill drives either way. Either help somebody's drive keep rolling, or you look like you're in great shape, and all of a sudden you get backed up after a huge play gets called back. And then you throw in the three turnovers, which gives the other team usually at some point really good field position with some of the turnovers, and we saw that with what the Dolphins defense was able to do. You're going to be a little pissed off because it's sloppy, and you know the first thing the media says, coach didn't have him ready to play. Aaron Glenn, it's the same old in New York. So he comes in early on, and the media go, oh, my God, Aaron Glenn's just going off on him. He's screaming. We can hear him. He's screaming. He can't get any louder than that. I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, you surprised? I mean, if there's a time that the team's going to get ripped as a group, it'd be after, not after a bad practice, it'd be after a bad game. Sometimes you're thinking, well, you know, practice, and you have bad practices, and coaches know what nights guys might go out, and so they expect you to be, you know, not that they're happy, but they get after you a little bit. But, hey, part of the deal, it's just about how you're going to play on Sunday. There is a time to rip a team, man. Aaron Glenn probably had one of those games. You know, I'm guessing Carolina, after what happened to them last week, and New England looked like they were going to the playoffs the way they beat them up. I'm guessing if there was a time to let a team have it, that something's not acceptable, it might be that. Whatever your tone of voice happens to be in your style of coaching, that you might want to let your team know this can't happen. So, but it was amazing. It was like, what do you see? I see it. It's like the third or fourth story. And I'm like, with everything going on, baseball playoffs, Yankees, Red Sox, by the way, give me that. Yankees, Red Sox playoffs is different level. I couldn't turn it off last night. Just incredible. Wasn't it good?
And you only had to stay up a couple minutes to see Ohtani hit one out.
Yeah, by the way, right off the bat.
Yeah, he had two. That play at the, maybe it was the eighth inning of that game where the Red Sox, they had that play in center field. And the guy comes over from right and cuts right in front. Right. And they almost crashed into each other in center field.
Then they had the argument of who's supposed to, who should get that. And
those games are awesome, though, man. There's great energy at those stadiums. And those teams don't like each other.
You're exactly right. Yeah, the whole thing, the history.
The baseball playoffs in general are pretty good. You got the Cubs playing, which is always fun, right? Get playoff games.
No, the Cubs back is good.
Good for business, as they would say, right?
But I got to tell you, the whole Red Sox and Yankees thing is just different level. And that you can feel the energy.
Yankees got to get them bats going, huh?
Well, listen, there's a guy that's been accused of shrinking in the playoffs, and his name is
the Judge,
Aaron Judge.
Yeah,
they threw up his numbers in the playoffs, and they haven't exactly been.
They were so bad last year. Yeah,
so he couldn't catch a fly ball.
Stanton carried him last year. Remember,
he did.
Stanton was great,
but nice little comeback for the Red Sox, and of course, you know, everything. By the way, you want to talk about being under a microscope in sports? Be the Yankees manager. Aaron Boone pulls out Max Fried, who's just pitching his ass off, got a 1-0 lead. He gets a first out in the seventh inning, and he pulls him. So now Luke Weaver comes in and gives up a walk, double, and a single. And just like that, after all that great pitching, you're down 2-1. They end up losing 3-1 last night, and Aaron Boone is getting – you want to know the top story – Aaron Boone getting second guessed on everything. He goes, well, he was at 102 pitches, and I just knew. And matter of fact, I wasn't even going to let him go out for the seventh inning, but I let him get the first out.
Yeah, I wonder what it'd be like to work in a market where they do that, where they just come in the morning, and it's like
everything.
You break down a baseball game. I don't – like, we can't do that here, obviously.
So so the crazy part and the difference in the markets, by the way, because we really are soft. We are soft tissue.
Soft is a strong word, but it's just not a baseball town.
So
don't care.
No, in general, but in general, like those markets, they don't give, whether it's the Giants playing or the Jets or the Yankees, they don't give any of their teams like the, we're going to rebuild it. And they're going, no, you're not. You're not going to rebuild without being on the back page or the front page. And we're going to get after you. But I was just I just thought that was amazing that, getting back to the original, Aaron Glenn went off on his team.
I don't know why that's such a big deal. I mean, that was probably like going into that game, they were probably saying the same thing.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is our chance to get a win.
They march down the field and don't score.
Yeah.
Maybe the biggest play of the whole game.
Yeah.
They march down the field. And by the way, he's going in. He's going into the end zone on that play. And it pops out because of a nice defensive play made by your secondary. And pops out. They get the ball. And then what you do after you get a takeaway, it's really important that you make somebody pay. And Tua took the team down the field. They scored. And all of a sudden, it's 10-0 game.
Is it just me or a guy coughing the ball up a lot these days? I don't know. Maybe I just have Derrick Henry on my mind.
No, it's not just him. Fumbles. Stevenson's another guy with us. Stevenson's got the little, you know.
But are a lot of guys coughing the ball up here? I mean, I know the guy in Indy just dropped it, but. I know they're teaching that whole punch the ball out thing more. That's obviously
why is it nobody wants to give the defense credit?
Yeah, there's nothing you can do when a guy punches the ball out. You want to blame the guy carrying the ball.
If you make a strong hit on the football. And by the way, you see a lot of guys, sometimes people, well, the tackling's not as good, after the first hit. Then you go back and look at it, those guys are trying to rip the ball out.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys are strong dudes. They all lift weights. And if they see you got one arm on it, they're going, oh, I'm going to rip this thing out with my two hands and let somebody else tackle him, even if he gets another 3 or 4 yards, because you're trying to get the big takeaway. And
Justin Fields coughed one up when he was just trying to get out of the pocket, and he coughed the ball up.
Yeah, he was.
He's holding it out there, right?
Back there. Yeah. I don't know what he thought. I mean, a guy that's chasing him is a lot bigger and stronger and the whole thing. By the way, the other thing, Vic Fangio came out. Woody, I was thinking of you. I don't know if you saw Vic Fangio, defensive coordinator now for the Eagles, came out and finally, on behalf of defensive coordinators, talking about how much he dislikes the new kickoff return. And he said the combination of kickoff returns, but it wasn't that he was upset about. He says he just watched the Tampa Bay field goal kicker go 65 and 58 like their extra points. And he said, and the guy in Dallas, he's going to start kicking them from 70. Which we've talked about. He said, what are we doing?
Midfield is field goal range now for some of these kickers.
I did not know about the footballs, and he did a whole breakdown of the whole footballs. They get these footballs.
Yeah, it's like their own balls that they can use. Yeah, that's
get them
that's
all
been
juiced up and ready to go. Yeah,
I thought it was steroids in the leg, but no, it's they're using their
own
footballs.
I did too. It's so funny, and I'll be honest, I did not know that these kickers get all these balls all lathered up and ready.
In the rules meeting again?
No, that one has never just been talked about. Like, I just thought.
Yeah, I think that's a new thing this year, right?
I don't know, but the league can't have. So now it's to the point with these kickers, to his point, you get one first down, you're at the 50, you kick a field goal, mm-hmm. and there's a whole bunch of guys that can make the 67 or 68-yard field goal. It's coming. It's coming to you, and you're and listen, it is kind of an exciting thing to watch a guy rip one in areas we've never seen before. But I watch our guys warm up, the two kickers we have, and they usually stop it in the mid-50s in warm-ups. And Woody, I go, I tell Jimmy, I said, Jimmy, if we need to go early 60, 62, 63, 64, mm-hmm. we got two kickers that can do it. Jason Sanders still out.
So I've been on this for years. I don't know what you think.
I think
there's
football.
Way too much gimmicky stuff happening in the game, man. Like with this, the kickoff is just so ugly. Right. And you got to decide, do you want the guy to return it? Do you want him to, you know, just kick it out the back, start at the 35? Or if, God forbid, you miss the kick, what is that, out at the 40?
Well,
if you miss the landing zone.
I understand what they're trying to do. Nobody wants to see. What do you got to get this through your brain.
Nobody wants the NFL.
They don't want to see.
And they want to see guys crash into each other and knock the crap out of
each other. We had a Super Bowl. Not one was returned.
I get it. They want to see those big collisions.
After the touchdown, they go, where are you going? The kickoff. You go, well, you know what's going to happen. The kickoff. I'm going to go.
What happened to player safety, Joe? I thought we were trying to keep the guys safe. They're still getting the crap knocked out of each other on those plays, right?
They are still getting the crap knocked out of them. Some of the hits are still.
Those are the worst hits in the game.
The league's a little fraudulent on that topic. Yes, it is.
I just don't. I there's not a lot of skill involved in going 15 yards and being able to score.
So that's
that doesn't do anything for me.
That's the problem right now that's got everybody fired up is. We're getting to a point if you got a good return team and you're able to get it back between the 40 and the 50.
The Chiefs got the ball out to midfield, Joe, on a kick return. They were in field goal range.
Yeah.
They could have taken a knee on the ball three times and kicked.
I do like that the returns and now we're going to be talking about coverage guys more than ever and how important I say this. The four or five guys, it's number one job is to go down and make tackles because we're returning at an 80-something percent rate right now. It's pretty amazing. And I get it, man. If I was a defensive coordinator, you go, this sucks, by the way. Look at this, man. We give up 12 yards, and they just kicked 3 points against us. It's
tough. That's the other stupid part of it, too, is, like, what are you going to do? Are you going to use your best players, your best defensive players? You send them down there as gunners, like, to try to get these guys?
No, you don't,
Woody. What are you going to do?
Woody, you got four or five guys that's job. His secondary job is to help out on the defense. Their number one job is to be – we've got one of them on our team. We've got one guy. We actually have a couple linebackers that their number one job, they know every week, is to run down Cameron Good's number one job.
Yeah, but he's not your best player at it, is he? I mean,
he's good. He's the best player.
Wow.
I'm just telling you tackles why. Not that you asked me.
No, I know. But wouldn't your first string guys, like if you were really going to make this into a big deal?
No, I don't want
put your first string
guys
out
there. No, I'm not putting Jalen Phillips
in because you don't
want
him to get hurt.
Right. So
you also don't want the other team starting in midfield.
Anyway,
this whole thing's a mess.
No, it's not a mess. You just aren't. You're not listening. You got this thing. Starters aren't gonna. They're not gonna put starters on a frigging kickoff team to run down and make tackles. The backup guys. Although we got some veterans running down that probably weren't overly excited about being on it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.